Show on KMED and KCMD, Southern Oregon's home for conservative talk. Call 770-5633. That's 770-KMED. Email Bill at BillMyersShow.com.
The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at ClouserDrilling.com.
Once again, more with Bill Meyer.
Happy Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Delighted to take your calls, by the way, at 770-5633, 770-KMED. My email, by the way, is bill@billmeyershow.com, and I read them all, try to respond to as many as I can, but I'm just one guy, so if I don't respond to you but can still read about you and things like that, just know I get it and appreciate your input one way or the other, okay? Now then, it is... before she went to bed last night, Linda sent me a picture, and I think it's a very funny picture. This explains there's two types of people in the world. We used to talk about there's two types of people in the world, or like there's cat people and dog people. And I'm going to hold this up to the Facebook Live camera, and I think that this is really the difference. Two different types of people in the world. It's a picture of two vacuum cleaners, or the same vacuum cleaner. One of them with the cord all wound up neatly on the little cord keeper, and then the same vacuum cleaner with the cord just kind of messily wound up in just a hank and just kind of thrown over the vacuum cleaner. Well, I'm the neat cord winder-upper, and Linda is the messy one. And she's laughing, and she says, "My love." Thanks, honey. That's great. It's true, though. It's true. It's like there's two types of people. I am compulsive about that, about the vacuum cleaners and the carpet cleaners and things like that. You just go and I wind it. I figure the cord keeper is there for a reason, and I use it. And other people just like throw it over it and then just shove it in the closet, I guess. Oh, I love that. I love that. By the way, number here, 770-563-3770-KMED. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about who we have coming up this morning. Court Boyce is, of course, a state representative out on the coast. We haven't talked to him for a while. He wants to catch us up on a few things going on in Curry County and beyond, and, of course, some state politics, too. And we'll talk with him after the 6:30 news and catch up with him. And I'll have a few questions, naturally. David Jacks will be joining me, too, after 7 o'clock. He is the editor of the Roseburg Beacon, and he put out an editorial yesterday involving a lot of state politics, a lot of things that I'll also be talking about the court a little bit, too. And he calls it the crumbling of confidence, the crumbling of confidence, not only with national politics, but also state politics, too. And David writes about a lot of the things we've been talking about here in the state of Oregon, in which, okay, yeah, you have two parties, but essentially a uniparty system, and many of the people who are claiming to be political opposition end up, in essence, teaming up with the political majority in order to get things done, you know, that sort of thing. But still, ultimately, it's all Democrat Party politics, and it's really not all that different from what's going on in Washington, D.C., too. You look at what happened with Speaker Mike Johnson. And David actually lays his in on some pretty good stuff there. And I'll talk with him about his op-ed after 7 o'clock. And I'm also going to talk with, I didn't put it in my notes yet, but yeah, here it is. Oh, here it is. His name is Jared Knott. And, you know, it's easy to think that, you know, things have never been worse before than now. You know, now it's just pretty bad. And, yeah, there are a lot of things which are certainly questionable and dark and lots of conspiracies on Thursday and every other day of the week, for that matter. But Jared wrote a book called Tiny Blunders and Big Disasters. And a whole bunch of times when little tiny mistakes that people didn't think much of at the time ended up blowing things up, you know, big time. And so maybe we'll feel better about our own situation right now. Maybe our experts now are better than the ones that caused World War I and, you know, various other things. Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. Or maybe we'll go, or maybe we'll be thinking, they're doing it again. And also, this is something I've not had the time to put enough energy and love on. Apparently, there's going to be a big meeting tonight. And this having to do with water policy, new water rules. Ed, Mr. X, wanted to jump in on it. He's hoping people will show up at this particular meeting and try to give him some time so he can make sure you know about it. And, of course, time for your calls right now, too. 770-5633. Right now would actually be a good time if you had an open phone Conspiracy Theory Thursday topic. Otherwise, it might happen a little bit later in the morning. This is the Bill Meyer Show on KMED and KCMD. Oh, yeah, Diner 62 quiz. We're going to have one of those to give away before we take off. And Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins take over.
Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center, and here's the deal people keep asking about. When will we have more F-150s, the payment of only $445 a month? The answer is right now. Lease a 2024 Ford F-150 crew cab for only $445 a month. Work, tow, play, haul in a new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month at Butler Ford. Nobody knows how to make a lease deal work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck at a low payment, like $445 a month on a Ford F-150 crew cab. Woo! I'm running out of time in this ad, but call and ask about the low lease payments we're having on our new Ford Escapes. Remember, Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. And Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford F-150. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, hybrid, and electric vehicle.
36 monthly lease payments at 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dot fee on vehicle cap cost of $42,884. On approved finance through Ford credit. Offer expires 6/3/24.
We have some real issues here in Southern Oregon, and when it comes to the state senator to represent us, there is only one clear choice, Christine Goodwin. Christine is a strong, vibrant, get-her-done conservative who won't leave Southern Oregon behind against those far-left Portland politicians. Matter of fact, as representative, she has the number one conservative voting record of all time by nationally recognized CPAC in the legislature among senators, representatives, and congressmen serving over 2 years. Christine helped recriminalize hard drugs, strengthen and laws for our police, and even work to help Texas in trying to close the southern border. Hey, Republicans, make sure you vote Christine Goodwin for state senate in the primary. She's a winner, and let's back a winner. This former high school teacher, small business owner, commissioner, and school board chair knows how to get it done on all levels. Sending her to Salem to battle those urban politicians is the best thing we can do. Vote Christine Goodwin for state senate. Paid for by Goodwin for Oregon, PAC ID 21708.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
If you have an Alexa device, you can listen to great news and talk anytime by first asking Alexa, enable KMED. After enabling the skill, you can listen to the most popular talk personalities like Bill Meyer and Lars Larson, plus local news and weather 24 hours a day by just asking her to play KMED. Alexa streaming on KMED is made possible by Megan McPherson at Farmers Insurance, Father and Son Jewelry, and Pacific Healthcare Training.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone, owner of Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on 106.3 KMED.
20 minutes after 6, join the conversation again at 770-5633, 770-KMED. Well, there are going to be at least two presidential debates. The Biden administration issuing a challenge to former President Trump. And yeah, I'm ready to take you on, pal, which I think is what Biden said yesterday. And I'm going to take you on just like Corn Pop or something like that. And they're going to be doing it without crowds, And they're also not doing it with the debate commission, the nonpartisan debate commission. And I guess there could be some other ones planned, but there's going to be at least two. What I think is really going to be important is if there is actually a debate closer to the election, which the Trump people want, because they know that Joe is just going to do damage to himself in most debates, depending on the kind of secret deep state drugs that are given to Joe Biden to maybe prop him up for a few hours for the debate performance. Lisa, this is just my opinion, of course. But, for some of these public appearances, you could swear they got him on some juice of some sort of juice. And it lasts for maybe an hour or two, and then he has to go take a nap. A little bit of pudding and off to bed. But Anyway, there are going to be some debates, and it doesn't appear that RFK Jr. is going to be in the cards on these debates either. Okay? All right. Do you remember the other day when we were talking about that that article, that study from Norway, which showed what happened when they banned cell phones in the public schools and mental health improved among the students, especially young women, when they were not getting peppered with all the social media likes and how do you look and this and that. Oh, can you believe she's wearing this? You know, all that kind of stuff went away and the interruptions went away and academic achievement improved and mental health improved. Well, I thought this was pretty interesting what has happened over in the Marine Corps. I picked up an article in the MarineCorpsTimes.com, and the Marine Corps has tightened rules on personal cell phone use in training. Under the new rules, Marines conducting training exercises in the field should not carry personal devices. They banned Marines from using them, personal cell phones and other electronic devices during training exercises, armed duty, high-risk training, and aviation operations. Previous guidance on personal portable electronic devices, this includes cell phones, laptops, tablets, smartwatches, portable gaming, digital camera, Bluetooth, had given unit commanders more leeway to set their own policies, but a recent Marine Corps order signed by the commandant tightens the service-wide rules about the device, citing a host of risks that the technology can cause. Personal portable electronic devices, this according to the Marine Corps, can reduce situational awareness. Boy, don't we notice that when we see so many people plugged into their devices as they're walking around the world, just walking across the street. Just go out in front of SOU sometime, right? It doesn't take long. But anyway, reduce situational awareness, compromise privacy, and threaten operation security. And so they're just pretty much going to restrict most of it. So you're not going to be taking all your personal devices everywhere. And I'm sure the Marines will then come back and say, racist! You know, everything's racist now. If you disagree with anything, racist! We got that. A story I haven't talked much about. I've been trying to read it and understand it. Maybe I can get someone from Fire District 5 to come on the show. I was looking at the Rogue Valley Times story this morning. Fire District 5 moves to investigate union complaints. This is a Buffy Pollock story. And a special meeting this week, Jackson County Fire District 5's board gave newly appointed interim fire chief Aaron Bustard, the full authority to perform the duties of chief. A second decision following a two-hour executive session, directed the district legal counsel to hire an investigator to address union allegations first raised more than 4 months ago pertaining to bullying and harassment by Fire Chief Charles Hanley. Board members and union officials say the district is slowly but surely working its way back from a tumultuous time. Tuesday's meeting was spent mostly in executive session for a single agenda item to consider information and records that are exempt by law from public inspection. Okay, so this is a personnel sort of situation. I don't know what's going on in Fire District 5, but I've come to the conclusion, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you think that I am off base, please let me know, all right? But I see so many claims about insensitivity, bullying, harassment, et cetera, et cetera. And you hear this about unions or people complaining, my boss is a meanie and this and that and the other. I can't help but think that these are just bosses who are very demanding. And so much of the workforce today, and I hate to say this, especially coming up from like my daughter and son's generation in which everything is about the fields, I can't help but think that some of these complaints, and now maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Maybe we do have someone who is genuinely bullying and harassment. But bullying and harassment today has been dumbed down to not kissing your butt. In other words, a boss that does not kiss your butt and is somewhat demanding that the work get performed the way that the boss wants the work performed. Now, wait a minute. You're supposed to be concerned about my feels and how do I feel? Well, you know, What if I need my chai break? My chai break, and you want me to go out and do this? Now, I could be off base about this. Maybe there has been harassment, but every time I hear this stuff, in my experience, it's usually about someone not liking it because someone's demanding. And the worst thing I think that can be done these days is to be a demanding boss around unions, especially around unionized public employees, especially with a upcoming younger generation that, frankly, is kind of wussed out over feelings in many cases. Not everyone, but listen, I have one millennial daughter and I have a Generation Z son, and I know they're different. You know, they've been consumed and surrounded, and everyone's talking about their feelings, and here's a star for, you know, showing up, and another star if you actually went to the bathroom and you got it in the toilet, you know, in school. You know, it was kind of nuts the way the school systems and everything else raised them back in those days. By the way, I didn't have custody otherwise because they knew I wasn't that way. But every time I see this, bullying and harassment, I always have big doubts. I really do, because I just know what it's like for employers right now in this world. And if you're not kissing the behind of everyone, you're a meanie. You're bullying, harassment. You're not respecting me. You're not giving me respect. Maybe I'm wrong, but we can talk about that. It's just something on my mind, at least. I hope I am wrong. I hope I am wrong. And it's not just a wussified workforce, but we'll see. Hi, KMED, KCMD. It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Who's this?
Yeah, Ron, Grants Pass.
Ron.
Couple of subjects. First off, I want to suggest that Trump have a monitor available to the press where he would take a quote from Biden somewhere in the past that's crazy or whatever, and then expound upon it for 1 minute or 2 minutes so that the press can get an off-the-cuff response from Trump without having to go into a debate.
Okay. Then, you would suggest that. Okay. Well, don't suggest it. Suggest it to me. Suggest it to him.
Now, well, that's what I'm doing over the air. I hope so. Molly or somebody like that.
Okay.
One other thing. I'm an observer of people, and I watch their gait. I watch their faces, and it appears to me as though there is the old TV program. Will the real Joe Biden stand up? Because I think there's at least two and maybe three stand-ins, because I watch how these people walk. I watch their face. I watch and compare their faces from time to time and their actions and the way they speak.
So maybe a fake Joe Biden or a stand-in Joe Biden ends up doing the debates and the public events that are really important?
Exactly. And what we need to do is have somebody with facial recognition capability, some kind of a program that will plug in all the things from the past TV displays and compare them. And you look at ears, nose, you know, the whole Marianne.
Okay, so, all right, this is what you're asking then. This is what needs to happen. Before the debates and every other public appearance, there needs to be an iris scan to make sure it's the real Joe Biden, right?
I don't think you need to do an iris scan per se.
I think that'd be really great, you know, and we just have to make sure that he doesn't pull out an eyeball, a fake eyeball, like in that remember in Minority Report with Tom Cruise, when he cuts the eyeball out of some guy to use it for ID purposes.
Well, you're never going to get him to agree to that. However, I think surreptitiously that things that are on the TV and that are of record could easily be brought back up and made comparisons to define who the real Joe Biden is.
You know something, Rob, that's pretty interesting. That's a great Conspiracy Theory Thursday call, okay? Will the real Joe Biden stand up? And who's the one that actually goes out there and pretends to be the doofus? I don't know. Thanks for the call, Ron. Let me go to line two. Good morning, KMED, KCMD. It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday.
This is not so crazy.
Oh, gosh. You see, you're going to have another great... Now, what's your conspiracy theory today, not so crazy, Gene?
Well, I just got thinking back what my holistic doctor told me one time when I went to see him. He said, "You want to know why you're the way you are?" I said, "Yes, please tell me." And he said, "It's because you're stupid." And
he didn't really tell you that, did he?
No, he actually really did. Oh. And I got thinking about it. First, I was pissed off. I want to go over and punch him. then the more I thought about it, I realized that he was right. I didn't know anything about it, living healthy, about eating right, about just about doing anything right.
Okay. So he wasn't just saying you were just a general, you know, ignoramus. He wasn't going there. It had to do with health knowledge then, is what?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. I was trying to do something, but I didn't know how to go about doing it. I never learned it.
So did you finally learn okay? I know you've been struggling with, you've told us on the air about MS. You've been struggling with MS for quite some time.
Well, I'm still here, and I'm supposed to have been dead over 20 years, so I guess I've learned something.
Good.
But, I just thought that was just something to say. And you know all these electronic devices, the phones, the computers? You know, they're just crutches for us. That's what all they are.
Well, they do give you kind of a dopamine hit. You know, the alert comes in, the light comes in. You go, ooh. It's a little bit of a thrill. I have to tell you, Gene, I don't know how I would have performed had I had today's electronic devices, filling my life when I was a 15 or 16-year-old. I don't know how I would have made it through that if I would have come out with as much knowledge and with the ability to at least read and comprehend and get to know the bottom of it. I think, you know, they're miracle machines on one hand, and yet there's another side of it that just goes, yeah, it's there's been a severe cost to society, and especially to the kids right now. Appreciate the call, and no, you're not stupid, okay? Maybe a little crazy. Yeah, maybe just a little crazy. Not stupid, okay? Maybe just a little bit crazy, Gene, all right? About some things. At least he didn't mention chemtrails. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning.
This is Miner Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I sold my truck to a friend of mine, and he was having it towed with a tow strap with another pickup truck.
Uh-oh.
And it's illegal here in California if you're not using a tow dolly or a tow truck. And so they took the truck from him.
So you sell your friend your pickup. Okay. Now, see, this is astounding. So they actually seized the pickup truck because of it being towed with a tow strap?
Because you couldn't drive it. It needed a water pump.
Oh.
And so he was towing it to go to a shop where he could change out the water pump. But it's illegal to tow like that. In Oregon, you do it. You see it all the time. But down here, I guess it's illegal. It's a crime.
Now, who seized it, though? Who seized the truck?
Oh, the county.
Oh, the county. So Siskiyou County. Okay. All right.
The tow trucks, and it's going to cost $313 for the tow and $75 a day to get the vehicle back.
How much was the truck worth that your friend bought you from?
Well, he paid $900 for it to me.
So $900, but it's going to cost him about $400 for the tow and then a daily fine of $75 a day. Oh, this is great. Great moneymaker for Siskiyou County. This is wonderful. Wonderful. And a great victory for property rights, I must add. A great victory for property rights. In other words, the state says, we own your property, wherever it is.
Right.
Okay. Man, that's insult to injury, my friend. Thank you. Let me go to line 3. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning. Who's this? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Vicki from the Applegate.
Hi, Vicki. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you today, Bill?
I'm doing wonderfully. And you?
Awesome. I just got an injection in my foot yesterday. I have really bad arthritis. And, oh, my God, I think it felt way worse last night. But, ooh, I feel pretty good today.
Oh, now, do they inject in the bone or into the joint? Is that where they put it? Or
into the joint. And because mine's on the tip of my foot, it's very difficult to do. In fact, a lot of doctors don't want to do it. They usually go in from the ankle, I guess. But, anyways.
You just give me the willies. Just the thought of someone sticking a needle in my foot would be enough to make me, you know, me, a grown man, semi-pass out, but that's just me.
Well, you haven't had 3 kids, Bill.
Oh, okay. Ah, that's why. Women, right?
anyways, the reason why I'm calling this morning is the gentleman that was talking about Biden's double or triple or quadruple.
Yeah. That is a conspiracy theory that's been floating out there for a while.
Well, I think because it is so, you know, current and everybody's, like, wondering, is it the real Joe? It's kind of like, where's Waldo?
Uh-huh.
Where's Joe? I think that if there's a really strong suspicion, they should test him before he goes out and speaks anywhere. Like, one day he can't even remember who he's, he just can't remember anything. And the next day he's so amped up, he is like,
Remember that one that was the, what was it, the black and red speech, the one he gave in which he's practically looking like an Adolf Hitler up there, and there's might as well have been swastikas up on the stage, and he's talking about those MAGA Republicans and, you know, and doing his thing. He was definitely up on the joy juice that day, you know, whatever it was, because he almost never would act like that. It would be interesting. You know what would be fascinating? It would be wonderful if the debate commission, if the debate commissions would say, hey, we are happy to have any candidate in there. However, you must submit to a blood test, and it is open to independent lab analysis. We want to know what drugs are coursing in your system, legal and otherwise.
And, you know, they do physicals, mental, physical, you know, emotional for the president. They did that to Trump. And, you know, and speaking of robot, did you happen to see him when he was doing the Medal of Honors?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God, Bill, you should have watched it.
Why?
He was like a turtle. I mean, his movements, his hands, he's kissing the top of the women's heads and spinning them around, not fast, but spinning them around and hugging them. Okay, well, a hug, but kissing them on the head, kissing them on the cheek, kissing them, you know.
Good old handsy Uncle Joe. Bizarre. All right, Uncle Joe handsy.
Well, he just was, his movements were so slow. Even putting his hands together was like, took 20 seconds. I mean, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I'll look it up. You know, we'll have to have someone redo the Petticoat Junction theme, you know. And there's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow in the White House. Okay? All right.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Petticoat White House. Woo! Woo! It's 6:38. Wait a minute, I hit my off button with my papers. State Rep Court Voice. We'll talk some politics and more, just kind of catch up. In a while. Coming up next on KMED and KCMD.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate, and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Two presidential debates are on the calendar now. The first, hosted by CNN, June 27th. And then on September 10th, ABC will host the other debate. Former President Trump is asking New York's highest court, the State Court of Appeals, to overturn a gag order imposed on him by the judge presiding over his Manhattan criminal trial. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen returns to the stand today at that trial. Police have retaken a building occupied by anti-Israel demonstrators at UC Irvine. A tent encampment on campus has also been cleared away. Russian President Vladimir Putin is on a two-day state visit to China, meeting with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Beijing. And a statue of the late Reverend Billy Graham is being unveiled today at the U.S. Capitol, 7-foot-tall bronze sculpture. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Charlie Moon. I've been in the trading game for almost 20 years, and I just discovered the most powerful trading tool I've ever seen. So if you're trading stocks or options, then listen up. This new AI-powered trade finder can find you stocks to consider trading, which have had gains as high as 1,729% and have had nearly perfect win rates. It analyzes the entire stock market in seconds and pumps out a list of trades for you to consider every single morning. And the trades it finds can be potentially profitable regardless of which direction the market is moving. So if you want in on this action, listen closely. For a short amount of time, I'm opening up free access to some of these picks and giving you the chance to get top trade ideas from the AI Trade Finder every day for 100% free. Just text TRADE to 76626. Stop trying to find the right stocks to trade on your own. Just text trade to 76626 now and get access to the top trades our AI finds every single day. Text trade to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Our community agrees. Alyssa Bartholomew has the right experience to serve Jackson County as district attorney. She knows that wisely enforcing the law will make our region a vibrant place where our kids can play safely outside and our neighbors, friends, and families can thrive. Alyssa is supported by active and retired law enforcement officers and chiefs of police, elected officials, and community leaders. She will work collaboratively to ensure that victims receive justice and criminals are held accountable.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Bartholomew. I'm deeply honored by the support I've received from law enforcement officers, community leaders, the legal community, and mental health providers. I'm committed to working together to hold people accountable for their actions.
For experienced leadership in safe neighborhoods, elect Alyssa Bartholomew, Jackson County District Attorney. Visit friendsofalyssa.com to learn more. Paid for by Friends of Alyssa, PAC 23386.
Boy, the precious metal markets are just going insane as of lately here. Gold almost at its all-time high again today, trading at $2,373 in the futures market. Silver has popped up, I have to say, good 20% over the last couple of months here, getting ready to touch to $30, where it hasn't been there for quite some time here. What are the precious metal markets saying right now? They're saying that, yeah, chances are the dollar and the other central banks of the world are not really going to be able to get control of things. I think that's what this is about. And people are looking for some wealth preservation, just some protection from this. You know, they don't want to throw everything into precious metals, but I think it's a smart thing to have it as part of your portfolio. Talk to your investment advisor and then head over to Jay Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland at 1632 Ashland Street. You can drop in there today. They open at 10 o'clock. Mark and Andrea and the crew, really great people. Also, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. That's by appointment at 482-3715, 482-3715. And they usually have that open on Mondays, you know, one day a week there. But one way or the other, these are the recognized experts that they make it easy. They're not telling you to put it into an IRA. They actually want you to have control of your wealth, and you put it and you keep it where you want to, not where Uncle Sam wants it, because ultimately Uncle Sam may want to go wherever you have it and take it back. This is Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but we're just being realistic. We're friends here, okay? And talk to the recognized experts. Definitely be friends of yours. Jay Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland and Grants Pass. JayAustinBrokers.com, GrantsPassCoins.com, and also FortuneReserve.com.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your tonneau cover source. Tonneau covers are a great way to secure and protect the cargo in your bed from the elements. Styles from truck gear, Mack Industries, Undercover, and more. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority. Your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
Do you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford? Are your finances underwater? First Response Resolution in Eagle Point solves tax problems. Their CPA will represent you with the IRS and defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit firstresponseirs.com to schedule your free consultation.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Meyer Show.
We head out to the coast. State Representative Court Boyce. Court's been a while. How are you doing this morning? Welcome.
Well, Bill, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
What's on your mind today when it comes to state politics? What are you thinking as we go into this primary election? Well, the primary election season, I guess the election day is technically Tuesday, but you know, given what the state legislature has done over the years, it'll be another week before we even get everything counted so far. What are you thinking?
You know, that in itself is due to the Marxist policies that we are constantly bombarded with at the state level. Of course, the federal level, you've got the Chinese Communist Party, you've got the radical Islam people, you've got the cartels on the south, you've got Antifa on the north.
Speaking of which, did you go down to the border along with Dwayne Juncker and all the other folks a few weeks ago?
I did, and it was a fast agenda pack, 48 hours, but boy, we learned a lot. We're willing to share that with the Democrats so we can solve the problems and what the impacts are for our citizens in Oregon, of course.
You know something? That's really interesting that you bring up the term, well, you know, we know things, then we can share it with the Democrats and maybe solve these problems there. Court, with all due respect, I've kind of come to the come to the point that there's no working with them these days. I don't know how we can. And I've made no bones about this. I've had an issue with how the state Republican caucus has been. I've also had problems that we all just kind of line up and we're going to go play the Democrat game and maybe get a bone or two thrown at us. But then we always put our names on these. We always for these bills, or a lot of times we vote for these bills, but they're really Democrat bills. So when have they really listened to us? Really? Why should they?
You know, they control the gavels bill.
I know.
And that's where it comes from. And you can't give up. Can never give up. My focus, my job, is do everything humanly possible I can to get Trump to Spain, Linthicum, Lathrop, and Boquist elected. And we've got a chance. Okay. And we break from that focus, we're going to lose. And you look at what's going on in Portland, 17 police cars destroyed, 800,000 in damage. And then we go after Republicans, say something insane like David Brock Smith, the senator, is a communist, or the Robinsons are part of a cult. You know, I'm just going to resist that with everything I got and push back. My wife said the other day, you know, when it comes to the Robinsons, a lot of people just can't deal with their intellect.
Well, I'll be the first to admit that. Pretty smart people. The issues, though, is that a lot of this, I guess you're kind of going at the nastiness of it. I mean, politics is always rough and tumble, and you understand that. And there are some differences of opinion here in the state of Oregon. I've had a difference of opinion. There seems to be two types of Republicans right now. Either the caucus loves you and the lobbyists love you, or they don't. And and that seems to be the battle in the Republican Party right now. Would you agree with me or disagree on that?
Unfortunately, that is true, and it's certainly true at the national level. Look what's happening. We never should have lost McCarthy. Do I agree 90% with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz? Of course. Mm-hmm. But look at the results of not uniting. I mean, there's a breakdown here, and the focus has to be on the policies the Democrats are pushing down our throat and all the entities, the opposition that I mentioned in the very first part of this interview. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got the cartel coming over the borders, and we're going to pretend like, you know, the breakdown of the Republicans is just maddening, mind-boggling.
So what does it mean then to be— My issue here, Court, is that Republicans don't act like an opposition party. And when we get together and reach across the aisle, think we're going to try to convince people who hate us, that wish to destroy us, who think we're extremists, et cetera, and yet we give them a bipartisan sheen by voting for House Bill 2002, as an example, which is really not going to do anything. Every cop and judge that I've had a chance to talk to, they know it's not going to work. But yet we're all sitting around here cheering and patting ourselves on the back and sending millions of dollars to many friends of the Democrats that work the nonprofit rackets in the homeless industrial complex. So, you know, what does it mean to be in opposition to bad policies if we vote to go along?
You know, voting no doesn't solve the problem either. I mean,
voting yes certainly doesn't help solve the problem, though, because you give them cover. You give them cover when we do this, when we do that kind of stuff.
We have some agreement there, Bill, but I don't agree with that at all, because reaching across the aisle to avoid being a super minority like we were in previous years, we've got to get control of the gavels. And the only way to do that is unite everybody. That means Republicans, conservatives, common sense, independents. And we've got a chance to do that. And it might be our only chance. That's why I bring it back to the state. I don't endorse anyone. I have great respect for Christine Goodman. She's as conservative as they come. Noah has a tremendous future. You know, I ran against Art in 2018 for Congress, and people said, why do you keep complimenting him? Because I highly respect and admire him. My reason is to stop the fires and the smoke. That's why I took that time and invested that effort. So back to what do we dealt with? What do we deal with committees on a daily basis with the whole aspect? We have to get control of the gavels.
There's but helping the Democrats or giving the Democrats political cover for bad legislation that they write 98% of, and that every good idea that you guys come up with, When I say guys, I'm speaking of men and women. Okay, in the Republican Party, we still have biological men and women. I don't know about the Democrats.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we still understand that part. It has. We always have this feeling that the Republicans are always playing the part of the Washington Generals. You show up, you take part in the game, and then you're paid to lose to a certain extent, but to lose gracefully. And then the Democrat agenda advances and advances and advances. And so, well, if they're going to advance, let them advance with their votes only. And then as it fails, which everything they touch turns to crap, it's their problem instead of, hey, we Republicans. In other words, we Republicans should be uniting in opposition to be a true opposition party. And that's what and I think that's why people get so discouraged sometimes when everybody talks about reaching across the aisle. I know when has it been working? There's been no indication that it works, Court. That's all I'm getting at. All right? It's not helping.
Well, you've studied this and been involved in trying to solve the problems as much as any of us have over the years. When we're in the minority, we've got to just keep pushing. You said unite so we can be a strong opposition party. That's my point.
Yeah, but uniting to actually oppose, that doesn't mean passing bad legislation out of committee when you're on the committee, you know, just because you don't want to look obstructionist. Part of being an opposition party is when you're in the minority like this and they're not going to pay attention to you, you obstruct. And that's what I'm getting at here. And playing the game is not going to help us elect more Republicans. That's all, my opinion.
I don't like the term playing the game. I think we have some general agreement. Go back and look at our voting records. Go back and look at where we stood, what we said on the House floor. Nobody outworks us. Mm-hmm. We serve with 11 women and 13 men, and every one of them are dedicated to solving this problem. You bet. There's some, I don't agree with everyone in the Republican Party. I don't agree with Junker on everything, but, you know, he's a Marine. I mean, how can you not like that guy? How can you not want to pull him in and him pull all of the people in that want to return to normal, that want to push back against the Portland people? We can't do that as a supermajority. We can't do that if we walk off the floor. Tim Knoop is a perfect example. That guy should be governor. I have tremendous admiration and respect for him. He did everything he could, and now his career is done. Okay, but he still, from the Republicans, the far right, got tremendously bashed, and it is heartbreaking. Go to his office, call him up on the phone, look at the entire depth of what the negotiations were at that time. He did remarkable things. And so do I agree with him 100%? Not necessarily. But we have got to stop the behind the scenes. My dad, you remember the famous year here in the 60s and 70s, this second or 12 kids, Marine, logger, tremendous lawman. He used to say, doggone it, Republicans, I'll do anything I can to support them. But some of them just will have feet on both ends if we don't get it figured out and get united.
Well, here, I just don't know what to believe sometimes here, Court. State Representative Court Boyce with me this morning. I still have a picture in my computer files of the Republican caucus that got together, I think it was last year in the state legislative session, when the anti-gun bill got passed. What was it, 544 or 744? Whatever, the one that was about locking up. You have to lock up the guns and you better do this or else you're going to be in big trouble, all that kind of stuff. And
Senate Bill 348 and House Bill 2004.
Okay, that must have been what that is. All right, great. And then the caucus stands out there with a paper check saying $25,000 to fund a Second Amendment lawsuit. And you all pose for that, and it gets all sent out to everybody, but nothing's ever come of it. Has anything come of that?
No, that's fair enough. We all got smiles on our face after we got our butts kicked, and that hurt, you know? And so... No, we didn't do anything. And there's been some people that my constituents saying, hey, boys, what's going on here? So we're looking at the court system. We're looking at the whole Measure 113 and the senators that we lost. And it never stops. But, you know, we're all inspired to save our country, yeah. Give our kids and grandkids a better place. But you make a very good point.
Yeah, and you are a good guy, Court. I mean, I'm not making this personal about it. But I honestly believe that the caucus and the in concert with the lobbyists, actually, the reason why there was no opposition to 113 coming from the Republican Party is that they essentially want the conservative principled people gone, the people who will say no, gone. And then look what's happening. The caucus wants to move their favored people into certain things, taking on James Hebe or, you know, the Robinson, district, in that district race and everything. It does appear that they want one way of thinking and one way of thinking only, and it's what the lobbies want. And the lobbies are not we the people here. I get a little concerned.
No, that's a very fair point. There is the moderate wing of the Republicans, but they still vote wisely on the major issues. You mentioned James Hebe. There's a rumor going out there that I was supporting Christine Drazen. I don't endorse anybody at the state level, and I have, again.
But the caucus does. The caucus wants her back in badly. You know, the caucus wants her.
I don't know if I agree with that. You know, I mean, we have a strong, we have new leadership in the House Republican caucus, mm-hmm. and I'm going to support Jeff Helfrich. He's a former Iraq veteran. He's a police officer. Is he as conservative as I am? No. Is he a game player? No. He is determined. He's working hard. And Shelley Boschart Davis, I mean, there is a conservative wing, and we're doing everything we can to hold that group together.
All right. Hey, Court, I appreciate the catch-up, though. I know we'll agree to disagree on some of this. I guess we'll see what happens on Tuesday, and then we'll have to get back together and see how it pans out, all right? Because the landscape may be shifting for all we know, okay?
Let's hope and pray. Thank
you. All right. Thanks a bunch, Court. Court Boyce, State Representative Court Boyce in Curry County. It is 6:58, and you're on KMED and KCMD. Thank you, Court.
The People's Commissioner. Hi, this is Ron Smith, candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. So why do I say the People's Commissioner? Here's five good reasons. One, I've worked on the people's side of government over 20 years, defending our property rights, our liberties, and our freedoms from government overreach and intrusion. Two, because when you elect me, you'll get a man of integrity who will honestly listen and hear your concerns. I will never forget I work for and serve the people. Three, I'm a team player on the people's team. I'm not a politician. I'm just like you, believing in lower taxes, financial responsible, and transparent government. Four, I have no hidden agendas. I will openly work to see the people's will expressed through county government to be your voice inside government. Five, as a conservative, I am done letting politicians waste our tax dollars on nonsense while we're robbed by drifters, choked by smoke, and gouged by outrageous housing costs. Learn more at VoteRonSmith.com. Paid for by citizens to elect Ron Smith commissioner.
One of each, Forte VIN, 785-766, MSRP 21645, 3500 due, Sol VIN, 237299, MSRP 22140, 3500 due, 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax title license, 150 registration processing fee, trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt, negative equity applied to new loan balance, in 6224.
Thinking about a new ride? It's time to trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Hurry in to get more cash for your trade-in, no matter the make, model, or mileage. Then trade up and save on our huge Kia selection, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS or a new 2024 Kia Soul LX. Just $149 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Then find the Kia you really want, like Fortes or Souls. Your choice. Just $149 a month. Trade in, trade up, and save at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Hi, Jason with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros with more spring savings. Right now, purchase a set of four qualifying Yokohama tires through June 15th and get up to a $100 rebate. Get an additional $50 when you purchase with your Tire Pros credit card. There's 14 different tires to choose from, including Geolander AT for your truck or SUV and the Avid Ascend LX for your passenger car. So stop by or call for details to save right now on quality Yokohama tires exclusively at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
The Artisan Bakery Cafe is your go-to for all things delicious, specializing in European-style pastries, offering the largest selection of fresh-baked pastries in the Rogue Valley, croissants, danishes, cream cheese pockets, bear claws, scones, turnovers, Napoleons, buttercream cones, beignets, cinnamon rolls, coffee cake muffins, and more. So many fresh-baked goodies just waiting for you. Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 3, and Saturday, 8 to 3. Stop by 1325 Center Drive or visit artisanbakerymedford.com. Also, order on DoorDash.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
It's a minute after 7. This is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KCMD, Grants Pass, and Translator K294 AS Ashland, okay? Coming up, we're going to... by the way, before I forget, though, you're just coming out of that Artisan Bakery. I just have to give a shout-out to Artisan because I ended up taking home a couple of... they make beignets there. Those little pillows of love. They're like little pillows of love. We had two of these powdered sugar beignets, and they're like the fried donut thing. And it's I think it's kind of a Cajun thing. I think is where that came, like New Orleans, that sort of thing. I think where beignets, maybe it's France. You know, it's kind of a French term, right? But you talk about little pillows of love filled with little cream stuff, the cream filling. And I'd have to stop at about 15 of those, but then I would need to mainline Ozempic after that to get back on track, okay? By the way, I saw some story, speaking of Ozempic, I'm going to find that story. I guess they're thinking that, you know, they're trying to get everybody on Ozempic right now, very expensive. Every time you see the latest celebrity prostitute who all of a sudden went from being a blimp to 110 pounds, and you wonder, oh, I just cut down on my, I just exercised more and I cut out bread and a pat of butter every day. And no, they're on Ozempic. They all are. Right? That's what's going on here. Now, the latest studies are saying that there seem to be psychological problems associated with Ozempic. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is what we need, more crazy people for it. We shall see. I'm just praying, though, that this is not going to be yet another Fen-Phen. Remember Fen-Phen? Wasn't that about 20 years ago? I'm thinking about the early 2000s. Maybe it was the late 90s. I forget. I knew some people that were on Fen-Phen, which was that there was a, you know, chemical stimulant and some other things, appetite suppressant, and it blew out tens of thousands of people's hearts. And they didn't know about it for a while. A lot of people died out of that. It ended up being banned. I'm just hoping that it's not one of those things and we don't end up regretting this. That's all right. Big Pharma will not be denied. That's why they write checks to people running for the state legislature. Anyway, I'll pass on that for just a moment. We'll catch up with the latest from Town Hall News in just a moment. And then I'm going to talk with David Jackson. He is the editor of the Roseburg Beacon. And he put out a great piece yesterday. I want to talk with him about it, about crumbling confidence. And it's kind of keying off in even my conversation with State Rep Court Base, Boyce, rather. We'll have that and a bunch more coming up. And we're also talking about tiny blunders and big disasters, how kind of like that little butterfly effect, how it has worked out throughout history. We'll probably feel better about the current crop of Nimrods running the world right now. Maybe. We'll see.
Alyssa Bartholomew is the experienced leader Jackson County needs as our district attorney.